This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Get this train. Know you'll be glad you came. Hit the track. Party hard, there and back.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. What a great time in sports. We're right in the middle of the baseball season. We have Game 7 coming up at the NHL. Then we have a big NBA championship final game tonight. All right, let's get to some text and some phone calls here, Brian.
We have Frank. Was with my dad last night at the game. He was all teary-eyed after the anthem. Thought was going to have a special night with him. Just got to move on. Donald Trump's Russian friend.
How about our friend who we had on who could have won $100,000 if the Blues win the Stanley Cup final?
He's still got a chance. One more.
Where he could have taken the $40,000 cash.
He would have lost the series by now if he had done that.
What's great for him, and in general, I guess you could generalize it to the Blues fan bases, they have played almost as many games as you possibly can in the playoffs, give or take a game or two. But he has, this guy who's about to win potentially $100,000 has sweated this out. I mean, the Blues have not made it easy for him, which is a good thing, I guess. You know, I love watching playoff hockey.
But you said you'd go with the $40,000.
I would have went with the $40,000, absolutely. Yeah, but I'm a lot different than most people. I don't like to gamble as much, and if I have $40,000 sitting there, I'm taking and running.
All right, what else there, Brian?
The Blues didn't dance with the one who brung them. After the penalized hit by Shen, they seemed to be tentative while finishing checks. Got to be physical in Game 7, or it's going to be a quick night.
By the way, did anybody hear Vladimir Tarasenko's name called last night?
No, not much. Not much.
A lot of missed opportunities on the power play, I think is about the only time. And with the Shen hit, and I'm not condoning any of it, some of the hits on the Blues have been 50-50, have been certainly curious, and sometimes, yeah, they have been hit to the head. But the Bruins have put themselves in some odd, awkward spots along the boards with the puck, and Nordstrom actually saw Shen coming and continued to have his face up against the board. Not saying that's what he wanted. I'm just saying it's hard for some of these guys, the Blues players, when you're going full speed for a check and they put themselves in such awkward situations. We've seen Torrey Krug do that. I think the person that was injured, the player that was injured for the Boston who hasn't came back, the defenseman, Grizzlick.
I mean,
he kind of slid and kneeled down, so it's hard to say all of them are dirty or intentional because the Bruins put themselves in pretty awkward spots.
All right, what else, sir, Brian?
Brad Marchand is the reason I'm pissed this morning. 6 suspensions, 3 fines in his career for clipping and slew foots, and he's done both of those in the series and gets rewarded with the win. He is the black eye of the NHL. That is from the Imperial Impaler.
Yeah, he's such a unique product because, as I've said before, normally, that type is Tyson Nash, who scored 4 goals and gets 7 assists over an 82-game regular season. He happens to get 100 freaking points. He happens to have one of the best one-timers in the world, but he also is the world's biggest pest who you hate to death. Yep.
The Imperial Impaler also adds, sorry, Frank, but I'm a Blues fan, and Blues somehow always seem to find a way to build us up more and more before letting us down, and this is just the next level of it. That's why I think it's over. Until it actually happens, I have no frame of reference to think otherwise.
All right.
Frank, we haven't seen Brian Sutter this whole time. What's the deal? The salty pretzel.
Brian Sutter has never he's never really embraced the Blues. He came back for the Winter Classic, but he's done very few interviews. And there's never been that strong tie with him since he's left town. I think part of it, and Bernie Federico is pretty candid about it, their relationship was not great. And Bernie is our guy. Bernie has chosen to live here and raise his kids here and be a broadcaster here. Maybe the town wasn't big enough for Bernie and Brian. But Brian is, you know, healthy and happy. He lives on a farm in Canada, and he enjoys his life.
That was a big part of his book, wasn't it? Bernie and Brian Sutter about the trade?
It was a chapter, and it was about their relationship and how they were best friends, their wives were best friends, and then when Sutter is named the coach, these two guys who used to drive to work together and whose wives used to hang out, Brian just severed the relationship. It's, I think, at this point cordial, but they'll never be close.
As the game progressed and Tuukka Rask played like Tuukka Rask, the Blues seemed to want to take the perfect shot instead of letting it fly. They can't win that way. That comes from The Prodigal.
Yeah. Well, it's one thing when you have Jay Bouwmeester shooting, and maybe it's a better idea to pass it up. But if you're Colton Parayko or Vladimir Tarasenko and even Alex Petrangelo, you got to let it fly. Yep.
Boston's also very excellent at blocking shots, too. I see where you're looking. He didn't bring any cookies. I saw you looking. We were hoping Martin was going to bring some cookies.
Chocolate chip from McDonald's, which is really kind of an unsung, unheralded.
We like to drown our sorrows in some sweets.
That's right. All right, anything else, sir?
Scrolling through. Drove 5 hours yesterday to attend the watch party with my son. Didn't eat until 11:30 after our last meal in Springfield. Would do it all again if the circumstances were the same for a game 9. Once-in-a-lifetime experience. The salty pretzel. So he enjoyed
it. Oh, wait a minute. He did go to McDonald's, but he didn't bring
no cookies?
Chips. Okay.
Why not?
Is that a team move? I don't know.
Martin just seems to
win a game to get those
cookies. All right. Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support beginning with their first steps and transition from high school to college. So on Saturday, when did the Blues, let's see. The Blues played Sunday. So on Friday night, I'm walking the dogs. It's like about 11:30 at night. And for some reason, my phone just butt dials Lonnie Folks, the athletic director. And Lonnie's at some really cool party. He's all dressed up. And I'm looking at Lonnie's face, and he says, "Why are you calling me?" "Oh, I'm so sorry." It was just the stupidest move of all time. All right, but Maryville is a great university, and a lot of it is because of their outstanding athletic director, the one and only Lonnie Folks. We'll take a break. Martin next.